faith will arise in the Word of God. People say to me, how do you know the Bible's God's Word? Just like any other book, it's full of mistakes. I say, come on, I can prove to you this is a supernatural book simply by preaching out of the prophets. And I challenge skeptics to read Matthew 24, Luke 21, or 2 Timothy chapter 3, to read the prophets and see the signs of the times and see how the words of Jesus parallel history before it came into being. And I say, these are the signs of the end of the age, not the end of the world, not doomsday, as the world thinks, but the end of the age. This is what we're to look for, according to Scripture. There'll be an increase in wars, an increase in diseases, an increase in earthquakes in different places. There'll be an increase in violence. There'll be famines, immorality or lawlessness, violating of the Ten Commandments. Rebellious youth will become prevalent. There'll be a homosexual increase. Men with vile affections, without natural affection. There'll be hypocrisy. Men will have a form of godliness. Vegetarianism will increase. Every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it receive a thanksgiving. But the Bible tells us, in the last days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons, commanding to abstain from meats, which God has given to be received with thanksgiving. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. Long live McDonald's. There'll be a marriage breakdown. Marriage will break down, the institution of marriage. Money-grubbing preachers, according to 1 Peter, or 2 Peter, one of the Peters. Signs in the sun. Heart failure through stress. Men's hearts will fail them for fear of what's coming on the earth. There'll be an increase in knowledge and an increase in travel. Write down 100% biblically accurate. And then the Bible says, it even predicts how people will react to that. They'll say, these signs have always been around. And the Bible even tells you the motive of the people that are skeptics. In the last days shall come scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Why do they scoff? Because they're burning with unlawful pleasure, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For all things have been the same since the beginning. And then the scripture says, be not deceived with this one thing. A day to the Lord is as 1,000 years to us. God doesn't dwell with time. In time, God says, wait a couple of minutes. That could be 30 or 40 years. God doesn't dwell in the dimension of time. Day of the Lord is 1,000 years. God is not slack concerning his promise, but he's patiently waiting, not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. And the thing to look for, Jesus gave it. He said, Jerusalem will be trodden of the Gentiles. Jerusalem was in Gentile hands until 1967. And the Jews retained Jerusalem 1967, bringing into culmination all the signs of the end of the age.